From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Tensions escalated further today between India and Pakistan. Each nation announced diplomatic and economic sanctions against the other. First, India declared it is prohibiting Pakistani airliners from entering Indian airspace. New Delhi also recalled half of its diplomatic staff stationed in Islamabad. In response, Pakistan took similar actions against India. Sanctions come after several days of military mobilization, including the deployment of missiles by both countries along their common border. NPR's Mike Schuster has a report.
Reinforcements along the border will continue, India's Defense Minister George Fernandez said today. But like other Indian leaders, Fernandez said his government still prefers diplomacy to resolve the standoff with Pakistan over the attack 2 weeks ago on the Indian parliament, which left 14 dead. India says two Pakistani-sponsored Islamic groups were responsible. New Delhi has made no secret of its missile deployments, claiming they were in response to Pakistani moves, according to Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Nirupama Rao.
We have just engaged in normal precautionary deployments, and these are measures that any country would take in a judicious discharge of its responsibilities. So there has really been no ratcheting up of the tension from our side.
Pakistan doesn't see it that way. Rashid Qureshi, spokesman for Pakistan's foreign ministry, called that Indian propaganda.
Pakistan has moved no missiles towards the border. And the Indians continue to tell lies and just to justify their own buildup. They've moved all their formations to the borders. We are monitoring that. And as minimum defensive measures, we will just move our bare minimum if we have to.
But there is little doubt that both nations have beefed up their military and missile deployments. The posturing is especially worrisome because it is not known whether nuclear weapons have been placed on the missiles. Since both India and Pakistan tested nuclear weapons in 1998, fears have increased that a conflict between the two could escalate to nuclear war, especially because Pakistan has not ruled out using nuclear weapons to repulse an attack by India's superior conventional forces. The attack on the Indian parliament earlier this month has been attributed to two Pakistani groups, both based in divided Kashmir. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell announced they had been placed on the State Department's international terrorist list. Powell telephoned leaders in both nations yesterday to urge restraint. But Islamabad is still denying Pakistani responsibility for the attack, according to Rashid Qureshi.
If there is any shred of evidence that they have, of which they haven't produced anything, they must give it to us. If there is anything that Pakistan can do, and we find that anyone or group or organization is involved in this, we will take action against them.
Indian leaders expressed satisfaction with the State Department's move. Spokeswoman Nirupama Rao said it was a welcome development.
We're on the right side of this war against terror. We are an active part of the global coalition against terrorism, and all our partners and allies in this fully understand India's position.
The current tension with India places even more pressure on Pakistan's leader, General Pervez Musharraf. Some moderate Pakistanis say the attack on the Indian parliament was meant to undermine Musharraf, who angered more militant groups when he sided with the United States against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Facing the possibility of Indian military action, Musharraf could be weakened further if he cracks down on Islamic militants who are viewed inside Pakistan as Kashmiri freedom fighters. Mike Schuster, NPR News.